In Panama's port of Balboa, a container ship is being inspected for compliance with the Maritime Labour Convention even before the treaty officially goes into effect on August 20th, 2013. José Macía, an inspector with the Panama Maritime Authority, says he checks everything that affects seafarers' living and working conditions.
Condiciones que van desde lugares de esparcimiento, comedores, el estado en que se mantiene.
That includes anything from relaxation areas, dining rooms, food storage and preparation, as well as respect for all cultures present on board, wages, and working conditions. And of course, both the flag state and port state will strictly verify the certification that all officials and seafarers working on board are required to have.
The convention, adopted by the ILO in 2006, has been ratified to date by more than 40 countries, representing over 70% of world's gross tonnage of ships. Speaking during the inspection of his ship, Captain Rosario Lupo hailed the convention, which came about as the result of unprecedented consensus among governments, shipowners, and seafarers' organizations.
With the MLC, we now have an additional control. It's something that not only helps us, but it helps the competent authorities that control us at the same time.
Stephen Cotton, Acting General Secretary of the International Transport Workers Federation, is confident the convention will help protect seafarers.
We'll be looking to use the complaints procedure, the consultation with port state inspectors and flag state inspectors to make sure that seafarers' rights are fully protected in all areas of the Maritime Labour Convention.
Aboard the container ship at the port of Balboa, seafarer Iona Poluaga says the MLC 2006 already is having an impact on life at sea.
Now it's improved because they can bring the documents for the safety on ships, especially the life of all seamen.
The convention also helps protect quality ship owners in countries that have signed the convention against unfair competition from ships where crews have substandard working and living conditions. This should help put everyone on the same footing, says Peter Hinchcliffe, Secretary General of the International Shipping Federation.
Ship owners are always looking for what we call a level playing field. So they're looking for equal application so that the costs on individual ship owners are the same, whatever trade they're in and whichever countries they're trading to.
This is Patrick Moser for the ILO.